Now, currently playing at the CAA Theater, 651 Yonge Street, until May 19th, is the three-time Tony Award-winning and 2010 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Next to Normal. It's become recognized as a milestone in musical theater history. It's being put on by Mirvish. It's the story of the Goodman family. They are a perfect nuclear family, living the perfect suburban life. Or so it seems. And joining us in the studio right now are two of the stars of this production, Ma Anne Dionisio and Luis Pietra. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell me about this show, because, I mean, it sounds extraordinarily intriguing. I mean, you know, the falsities of suburban life.
Well, it's not just suburban life. This deals specifically with mental illness bipolar depression.
Yeah.
And it is... Yes, a typical family, a husband and wife and their daughter. And you see how the mother, which Ma'an plays, dealing with this condition and the frustration that comes with it, not just for herself and trying to get through this, but for the people around her.
Right.
I play the psychotherapist.
Yeah.
And it's a really hard, honest look at where the condition comes from, what happens in your life that can lead you down that path, and then the frustration of trying to maneuver through it along with the people around you.
Mm. And Mayan, I mean, you play the mother.
Yes.
This must be an incredibly emotionally draining role, to put a fine point on.
I find anyway, at the end of the evening, there is, I guess, at the end of you following that journey, I would like to hope that you get a sense of hope at the end of it, and you find light in following their journey.
Right.
Just a sense of comfort.
Because this play, I mean, has three Tony Awards, Pulitzer Prize, for goodness sake. I mean, it speaks a lot to today's society, doesn't it?
Well, especially now, it is a topic that we are not shying away from much, although it is still... So that's all the more reason to be doing the show. But also in the show, I think maybe people might get the wrong idea when it's such a heavy topic. But this is a very funny show, too.
Is that right?
The script is so good. And and the score is a rock score. Like, it's cool music.
Yeah.
And some beautiful, touching stuff. But there's so much humor in it. Like there is in real life, even though you're going through trauma.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of this show. It's a very truthful, honest look at some real people here dealing with this.
Very real things.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How was it like when you were first approached to do this show? Were you aware of the show beforehand?
Oh, yeah. I saw it in New York, and I saw it when it came here years ago, just the tour. It was very short. They approached me about playing the psychotherapist, which has always been played by
a man. Auditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of at that stage now. But it's always been a man. And so they thought, why not get Luis to play this role? And really, the psychotherapist could be a man just as easily as a woman, and vice versa. So that's neat. I love that take on it.
I hadn't seen it before, and I think I saw like a friend had done a production. Yeah. Apparently years ago that I have no recollection of. So when they approached me to do the mum, I asked for the script, and I read it. I actually didn't listen to it. I just read it, and I remember just reading through it and thinking, or having to stop in a lot of moments, because I was very moved by it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an incredible story.
What have you had any, I don't know what your backstage interaction is, but have you had any interaction with audience members who, I mean, you've only been a couple of days now, but who said, I'm going through something very similar. This is helping me or showing me something.
I've had a handful of people that have approached me, and I'm very grateful for the feedback. But it's a thank you. It's usually them saying thank you for sharing the story and for depicting it in an honest way.
I guess that would be the problem, wouldn't it? Because in a lot of media, it's not portrayed in that honest,
I know, and
way.
That's the danger of just hearing about it. Please mm-hmm. come and see the show. Because
right.
this
yes,
is one of those rare, this is the kind of show you hope to do in your career. You
yeah.
know, the kind truthful,
yeah.
honest, they never stray from the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yet it is cleverly funny as well. Mm-hmm. It's so like real life.
Right. Yeah.
And it treats a subject that is difficult, but it doesn't go too heavy. It doesn't go too light. It never strays. It just stays truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it. And actually, one of the interviews we just did before, somebody shared with us a story. They went to see the show with mm-hmm. a friend of theirs, and their friend had a deeply personal connection to this story. And so these are the kinds of stories we're going to be hearing, I hope, because I know it will touch many people
yeah.
who
wow.
either have gone through it or know people who have.
But that's the thing. I mean, yeah, it's becoming, as you say, much more, there's still stigma, but it's much more commonplace. People are not afraid to share this
mm-hmm.
with others. What's it like at the CAA Theater? Is it a nice staging? Is it a nice size for this kind of show?
Yeah, I think it's intimate enough.
Yeah.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. But again, when it boils down to it, I think when you're just telling a story, it's almost like you forget about all the other elements.
Right.
You're just I'm just here to tell that story and let's tell the story.
Wow. What about the other cast members? What about the person who plays the teen?
They're all amazing
yeah.
human beings.
Yeah, it's a very strong cast.
Yes, we've
yeah.
been very, very fortunate to have like a bunch of mm-hmm. not just talented, but really generous, yeah. Lovely people to work with. So it's
yeah, I think we lucked out. You know,
yeah.
you can hire people who can sing it and act it, but this mm-hmm. is a collection of really good souls.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it shows. And I think the subject of this show that we're doing is a very humbling thing too.
Yes.
And I think it puts
wow,
everything in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get up and we've had some challenges going through rehearsal, but I get up in the morning and I think, what are my problems? They're
yeah.
so
yeah.
small.
Yeah.
Look at what this family deals with. This, mm-hmm. how the hell do you get through life?
Yeah.
Waking up feeling like that every day? My God, how lucky are we?
Yeah.
I'm just tired because I had to get up early to do some interviews and I got to do 8 shows a week. Well, whoop-de-doo.
Wow. Wow. I can think of no better recommendation for this show than that very statement right there. I want to thank you both for coming in today so much.
Thanks
and sharing
for having
the story
us.
About this.
Thank you.
Been speaking to Ma-Ann Dionisio and Luis Pitra. They are starring in Next to Normal, which is playing until the 19th at the CAA Theater, 651 Yonge Street. This is a Mervish production. You can get tickets, and I strongly urge you to do so. Go to mervish.com if you're online, or you can do it through Ticket King at 416-872-1212. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Great. Thank you.